Steve Chin, I'm senior pastor of this church.
我是陈牧师，我是这个教会的主任牧师。
And I want to bring a greeting to our guests from Gordon College.
我们今天想欢迎我们的特别的来客是从哥顿神学院来的。
Gordon College is a Christian college about 45 minutes to the north of Boston.
哥顿神学院是在波士顿北部45分钟左右的一个神学院。
They're learning about how different cultures worship God.
今天他们来想认识一下各种文化怎么样去敬拜神。
And they picked a very good week, so because I'm preaching in English and they can hear the translation.
他们挑了一个很好的日子，因为今天牧师是用英语讲道的。
This is also the week. Last Tuesday was the beginning of Chinese New Year.
上个礼拜二就是我们中国人的新年开始。
So I bring a New Year's greeting to all of you, and may I pray for God's blessing upon you in the New Year.
我现在想祝大家新年快乐，愿神祝福大家。
A little over 40 years ago, this church decided to embark on its first building project.
40年，大概40年前，这个教会想盖他们第一座建筑物。
They were been meeting in rented space in the Pine Street Inn, which was a homeless shelter right here on Pine Street.
在这个之前呢，40年之前，他们一直是租用在 Pine Street， 潘街上一个现在是一个露宿者之家的地方。
They were desperate to have their own place.
他们当时很想自己有一个地方。
So the church obtained this property that we're on from the city for $19,000.
当时呢，他们就从市政府买了这块地，大概是用了19,000块钱。
And they decided to raise money to build a church building from a congregation of about 150 people.
当时呢，他们就想在150个会众当中筹款来建造一个建筑物。
Many of those people were people who worked in restaurants and or students.
当时有很多的会众呢是在餐馆工作的，而且有很多学生。
The church sacrificed and saved over $400,000 to build that building.
当时我们的奉献呢大概40万块钱。
And we're sitting in that building right now.
我们现在就坐在这个建筑物里边。
It was completed in 1979.
这个建筑物是在1979年建立的。
And it was a bold move that blessed the church with a facility that could help its ministry.
这个是一个很大的行动，因为这个建筑物让我们可以更好的去传讲福音。
This sanctuary is the site of most worship services in our church history.
这个会堂呢，就是我们 教会很多崇拜在这里进行的地方。
Many ministries had their beginnings in this building.
很多的事工呢都在这里开始。
Many people came to Christ in this building.
很多人在这里信主。
Many were baptized right here.
很多人在那个地方受洗。
Many people had their weddings there.
很多人也在这里结婚。
And so very recently, the city of Boston has been asking if the church would be willing to sell this property to them.
最近呢，市政府就是想问我们愿不愿意把这块地再卖回给市政府。
The city wants to erect a permanent home for the Quincy High School. Josiah Quincy High School.
市政府呢就想给这个昆士高中一个永久的校址。
And so over the next few months, the church will be presenting details about the offer from the city.
再过几个月呢，市政府就会给我们一个详细的报价单。
And if you were a member of this church, you will be asked to vote on the decision of whether to sell this property to the city of Boston or not.
如果你是这个教会的会员呢，我们会 让你投票，愿不愿意把这块地卖回给市政府。
And obviously, this is a very important decision for our church.
当然这个对我们教会来说是一个很重要的决策。
The decision we make will impact our church for the next 40 to 50 years at least.
这个决策呢会影响我们教会未来四五十年的发展。
But as Christians, we ask a further question.
作为基督徒，我们在想问一个更深的问题。
What is God's will?
什么是神的旨意呢？
We ask this question because we recognize this decision to sell the property is not just a financial decision.
因为我们知道我们卖不卖这块地的决策不是一个纯经济角度来看的决策。
But rather it is a spiritual decision.
因这个反而是一个属灵的决策。
And so we ask the question, what does God want us to do?
我们要问一个问题，神到底要我们怎么做呢？
And I think many of us ask the same question about our own individual lives.
很多人在我们个人生活上，我们会有同样的问题。
Should I marry this person?
我应不应该跟这个人结婚呢？
If I'm married, should I have children?
如果我结婚以后，应该要不要小孩呢？
Should I change jobs?
我要不要换工作呢？
Should I buy this house?
我要不要买这个房子呢？
Should I move closer to my children?
我应不应该搬离我孩子们更近一点呢？
But now we are asking this question as a church body.
现在我们问这个问题是以教会的整个教会的形式去问这个问题。
We're asking what is God's will.
我们在问到底神的旨意是什么呢？
Not just for our own individual lives, but as a family of God.
不单只是我们个人的问题，是我们整个家庭的问题。
And this question forces us to think about the question, how does God lead us or guide us?
这个问题让我们去想，神到底是怎么样去引领我们呢？
So this morning we'll be looking at the book of Exodus, chapters 13 and 14.
今天早上我们一同来看出埃及记的14章和15章，13章和14章。
And I believe that we can learn some principles about how God led the people, the Hebrew people out of Egypt.
我们在这里可以学到一些神带领人的原则，是从神怎么样带领这些以色列人出埃及的这个故事来看。
And I've given printed in the Chinese bulletin, there are 9 principles that are already printed for you in the bulletin.
在大家的这个节目单上已经有九个原则在这里。
And obviously this is not the normal 3-point sermon.
当然大家可以知道今天不是一个像往常一样三点的这个信息。
But I wanted you to listen rather than take a lot of notes.
我想大家专心的听大家就可以不用记太多的笔记了。
And I hope that you can reflect on these principles so that it will guide you and guide our church.
我想大家可以去思考这些的原则，然后想想神怎么样去领导你，怎么样去领导教会。
So let us consider Exodus chapter 13 and 14.
我们来看出埃及记的13章和14章。
The setting for this story is that God had previously promised to Abraham that from him would come a great nation.
这个背景呢，就是神应许了亚伯拉罕一个很大的国家会从亚伯拉罕里面出来。
And God would give that nation their own land, the promised land.
神也会给他们一块地，那个就是应许之地。
Now, Abraham's great grandson Joseph was sold into slavery into Egypt.
亚伯拉罕的曾孙就是约瑟被卖到埃及当奴隶。
There he rose up to be Pharaoh's prime minister.
后来呢，他就成为了法老的宰相。
He was able to move his entire family to Egypt, save them from famine.
他后来把他全家都迁到了埃及，让他们可以免受这个饥荒之苦。
But 400 years later, Joseph's influence was all but forgotten.
但是400年以后呢，约瑟的影响力已经渐渐的被淡忘了。
The Hebrew people were enslaved by the Egyptians.
当时的以色列人呢，希伯来人就被埃及人当作为奴隶。
But God raised up Moses to lead the people out of bondage using 10 miraculous plagues.
当时神呢就兴起了摩西去行十个神迹去帮助这些以色列人脱离埃及人的捆绑。
So we pick up the story as the Hebrew people are about to leave Egypt and headed to the promised land.
这个故事的开始呢，就是以色列人准备离开埃及去他们的应许之地了。
So the first principle is that God does lead, and He leads step by step.
第一点呢，就是神确实一步一步的引领我们。
In Exodus chapter 13, verses 17 to 18, it says, "When Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them by way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near, for God said." Lest the people change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt. But God led the people around by the way of the wilderness toward the Red Sea.
大家来看出埃及记的十三章的十七节和十八节，法老容百姓去的时候，非利士地的道路虽近，神却不领他们走那里，因为神说恐怕百姓遇见打仗后悔，就回埃及去。所以神领百姓绕道而行，走红海旷野之路，以色列人就出埃及地，带着兵器上去。
These verses tell us that God led them in a particular direction and not in another direction.
神这里告诉神是有一个特定的道路去引领他们。
The Bible tells us that we are His children.
圣经告诉我们，我们是神的儿女。
That He loves us, He cares about us.
他爱我们，他关心我们。
And God wants to lead us if we are willing to follow.
神愿意引导我们，如果我们愿意去跟从他的话。
I think we are all familiar with Psalm 23.
我们都应该对诗篇二十三章很熟悉。
There it says that the Lord is my shepherd.
那里说神是我的牧者。
And so David is saying, the Lord is our shepherd, and we are the sheep.
大卫说神是我的牧者，我们是他的羊。
He says that he leads us by still waters.
他说他引领我到可安歇的水边。
It says he leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
他说他因他的名，他引我走义路。
Now the Lord leads and he leads us step by step.
神带领我们，而且是一步一步的带领我们。
He normally does not show us the whole plan.
他一般的不会把整个的计划告诉我们。
God wanted to get his people to the promised land.
神想把他的子民带到应许之地。
But he did not give them the whole itinerary.
但是他没有把整个的行程告诉他们。
He did not say, well, I'm going to lead you by the Red Sea.
他没有告诉他们我会在引你到红海的边上。
And I'm going to do a spectacular miracle to save you.
他也没告诉他们我会行一个大神迹来拯救你们。
He leads us step by step.
他带领我们是一步一步的。
Psalm 119:105 says, "The word, your word, is a lamp to my feet."
在诗篇的119篇的105节里说，神是我们脚前的灯。
In ancient times, there were no street lights.
在古代的时候没有街灯。
People carried lamps to walk around.
人们呢都拿着一个手提的灯笼去行走，在夜里。
And those lamps gave just enough light so that you could see your next step.
那个手提的灯呢，只有很微弱的光，你只能看到下一步。
It's not like the headlights of a car today where you can see in a distance.
不像今天车上的那个车头灯，你能看得很远。
And so you might say God leads us, God's word leads us in a very similar manner.
我们可以说神的话语带领我们是一个像手提灯笼的这个形式。
We like to know what's really far ahead.
我们虽然想知道很远的地方有什么。
But God sometimes just leads us to the next step.
但是神有时候只带领我们到下一步。
God did not tell me one day when I was a young man that someday you're going to be the senior pastor of a large Chinese church.
神在我年轻的时候并没有告诉我有一天你会成为一个大教会的主任牧师。
If he told me that, I would not have believed them anyway.
如果神告诉我了，我可能就不会成为今天这样。
But God led me step by step.
但是神是一步一步的带领我。
He led me to get some Bible training.
他让我得到一些圣经的训练。
He led me to become assistant to the pastor in this church.
他让我后来成为牧师的助理。
My job was more like a janitor and a secretary.
当时我的工作就好像一个清洁工和一个秘书。
Then God allowed me to become associate pastor in this church.
后来神让我成为了一个副的牧师。
And I served under Pastor Fung for over 20 years.
我在冯牧师的带领下在这里侍奉了大概20年。
And after almost 30 years of ministry, God allowed me to become senior pastor of this church.
在为主工作了30年以后，神允许我成为这个教会的主任牧师。
God did not show me everything in the beginning.
在开始的时候，神没有把一切都告诉我。
He just showed me the next step.
他只告诉我了下一步。
And if I was willing to make the next step, he was going to show me the next step after that.
如果我愿意跟随他那一步的话，他会告诉我再下一步是怎样的。
The second principle is that God will not necessarily lead us on the easiest path.
第二点就是神没有需要带领我们走最容易的道路。
Exodus chapter 13 verse 17 says, When Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them by way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near.
在十七章里说，神没有带领他们走最近的道路，因为那个道路是经过非利士人的地方的道路。
If you are in Egypt, the shortest distance to go to the promised land is to head toward the north.
如果你在埃及的话，去应许之地最近的道路是往北走。
It probably would have taken them just 2 weeks.
如果一直往北走的话，只需要两个礼拜。
But God's plan doesn't necessarily is the fastest or the quickest way.
但是神的引导不一定引导你走最快最短的道路。
Many times He has lessons for us to learn, which are even more important.
在每一次他会让我们学到一些东西，这个才是最重要的。
It may seem totally inefficient the way that God sometimes leads us.
神带领我们的道路好像是有时候看来是没有效率的。
One of the more recent modern inventions is the GPS.
最近有一个发明就是那个车里的导航系统。
It's a device that allows people to know what the right direction to drive.
那个导航系统会告诉你应该走哪条路去你的目的地。
And I remember when I first started using it.
我记得我刚开始用它的时候。
I was trying to drive to New York City.
我那时候是从波士顿开到纽约。
And midway through the trip, the GPS told me to go take this detour.
当我开到一半的时候，那个导航系统就告诉我，你走另外一条路。
Now I've been to New York many times, so I know this the way that they're telling me is going to take longer, I think.
我去了纽约很多次，我知道那个导航系统告诉我那条路会让我花更多的时间。
And I was going to ignore what the directions that the GPS was telling me.
我当时就想，我应该忽略这个导航系统告诉我的那条路。
But for whatever reason, I said, "Okay, I'll just do what they say."
当时我就不知道怎么想的，我就说算了吧，我还是跟那个导航系统带我的那条路。
Later on, I realized that there was a big accident on the road that I was going to take.
后来呢，我就知道原来在我原定要走的那条路上发生了一个大的交通意外。
And the GPS was trying to help me to avoid that accident, so it was going to be actually faster.
那个导航系统呢，其实就让我绕开了那个意外的现场，让我更快的到达纽约了。
And I think God works like that in many different ways.
我觉得神有时候也像这个导航系统这样告诉带领我们。
We think that we know the fastest way, the easiest way.
我们个人认为我们知道最快最短的路。
But God knows what's ahead.
但是神知道什么在你前面。
And He guides us in a way that will actually ultimately be better for us.
他会带领你一条那条路是最终对你最好的那条路。
Now, our church has actually been thinking about expansion since the 1980s.
我们在80年代教会已经想到要开始扩展了。
And the reason, a good reason, is that the Lord has blessed our church with growth.
那个原因呢，就是神祝福我们，让我们教会增长得很快。
We first renovated this building, adding the second and third floors here.
我们当时呢就重新装修这个建筑物，然后加了二楼和三楼。
Then we bought the building right across the street, 237 Harrison Avenue.
然后呢，我们就买了对面237那个会址。
And then we tried to get more land behind the church so we could add an addition to this building.
后来呢，我们又想购买更多的地，是在这个建筑物的后边。
That land was owned by the city.
那块地呢是市政府拥有的。
And the city said, no, we can't give you any more land.
但是市政府说我们不能再给你地了。
But we could maybe swap land with you.
但是呢，我们可以跟你交换。
We'll give you land on the other end of the block, about the same size.
我们会在这个街的后面有一块地跟你交换，大概就是同样的面积。
And then the city would get this land here.
但是然后呢，市政府就会要这块地。
And so we thought at least we could build a new building and wouldn't have to vacate this building.
但是我们就想我们可以得到那块地，然后我们也不用搬走。
So we pursued this swap proposal.
然后呢，我们就想进行这个换地的这个计划。
But another part of the city says, oh, we need this land behind the church to put some temporary classrooms.
但是呢，市政府又说我们需要这个建筑物后面那块地来建一些教室。
We want to add to the Quincy School.
我们想把昆士学校扩展一下。
And so they said, we'll put some temporary classrooms and we'll be gone in a few years.
当时呢就说我们会建立一些临时的教室，几年以后我们就会走了。
But those classrooms are still there.
但是这些教室呢到今天还在那里。
And so we were frustrated.
我们有一些沮丧。
We were wondering why didn't God allow us to...complete the swap.
我们就问神，为什么神不允许我们去换地呢？
But 4 years ago, we had the opportunity to buy the South Cove Manor Nursing Home.
但是四年之前呢，我们有一个机会去购买南湾养老院。
And that footprint, that land, is twice as much land as we have here.In this property.
我们看了那个养老院的蓝图呢，其实那个面积呢是现在两倍的面积。
And so we at least saw that God didn't lead us in the easiest way.
我们看到神可能没有带领我们走最容易的道路。
But led us in a way that ultimately would provide for our needs.
但是呢，他最终带领我们一条道路是可以适应我们的需要的。
And God is not necessarily interested in a building for us.
神对这个建筑物是没有兴趣的。
He's more interested in building us up.
神想的是在这个过程中建立我们。
He wants to shape us and to mold us.
他想在这个过程中塑造我们。
We're interested in the final product.
我们身为人就看重的是最后的那个成果。
But God is interested in the process that we go through.
但是神专注的是这个我们经历的这个过程。
So that we can grow spiritually and be like Jesus.
我们就可以在灵命中得到成长，更像耶稣。
Third principle is that God leads us in a way that shows His intimate knowledge of us.
第三点就是神引领，表明他对我们有深入的认识。
In verse 17. It says, for God said, lest the people change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt. But God led the people around by the way of the wilderness toward the Red Sea.
在17和18章里说，因为神说，恐怕百姓见到打仗就回埃及去，然后呢，神就带领他们绕道而行，走了红海旷野那条路。
So God understood the Hebrew people.
神了解希伯来人。
He knew that they had been slaves.
他知道他们被当作奴隶。
They were not trained soldiers.
他们不是被训练过的士兵。
God also knew their lack of courage and their lack of faith.
神也知道他们缺乏勇气，缺乏信心。
And so God took them in a more southerly direction to avoid military conflict.
神呢就带领他们往南走，去避免这些军事上的冲突。
And I think in our church history, God also understands who we are as well.
神当然也知道身为教会我们到底是怎么样的。
Back in around 2003, we were again trying to figure out how to accommodate the people that we had in our church.
2003年我们当时也在想我们如何去去更好的服务我们这么多人呢。
So one of the things that we did was to buy the Newton campus.
我们当时做的呢就是我们买了牛顿堂。
We, God certainly opened a door for us, an opportunity for us to buy this land, which is more in the suburbs.
神为我们开了另外一条路，就是在郊区买一块地。
And when people looked at it, they said, oh, this is a very solid building.
当我们当时去看的时候，我们看啊，这个建筑物很好。
And more importantly, the price is right.
更重要的呢，就是价钱也很好。
And so it was a very easy decision for our church to buy that Newton campus.
当时呢是一个很容易的抉择去买这个牛顿堂。
But expanding in Chinatown here has not been very easy.
但是呢在中国城扩展呢是一件很难的事情。
And again, God knows us very well.
神很认识我们。
He knows that we're reliant upon our own resources.
神知道我们很容易的就用自己的物资去做这件事情。
See, when we bought the Newton campus, we didn't have to pray very much.
当我们买牛顿堂的时候，我们没有很多的祷告。
It was a price that we could afford.
因为那个价钱是我们可以应付的。
And so no sacrifice was necessary.
当时呢，我们也没有叫大家去奉献。
But maybe God is leading us in a more difficult path here.
但是神呢，让我们走一条更难的路，在中国城。
God realizes that we need to pray more.
神让我们知道我们应该多祷告。
God realizes that we need to stretch our faith.
神知道我们应该在我们的信心上有增长。
And so all these difficulties and challenges in trying to expand in Chinatown is God's way shows His intimate knowledge of us.
这些在中国城所遇到的困难和阻挠都是神认识我们的一个验证。
The fourth principle is God sometimes leads in a clear supernatural way, but it always involves staying close to God.
第四点就是神有时候以清晰超自然的方法去引领我们。
God led the Hebrew people in through a pillar of fire at night and a cloud during the day.
神怎么去引领当时的希伯来人走呢？就是白天有云柱，晚上有火柱。
And so if this cloud went to the left, then you just went to the left.
如果当时云柱往左边走呢，你就跟着去左边。
And if the cloud went to the right, you went to the right.
云柱往右边呢，你就去右边。
And of course, that means you have to follow that cloud.
这个意思呢，就是你要紧紧的跟随那个云柱。
That means you have to be close to that cloud.
意思呢，就是你要紧紧的、非常贴近那个云柱。
Now that was a very unusual way that God led the Hebrew people.
这个神引领的方法呢，其实是一个很不普遍的方法。
But today, God generally leads through His Word and His Holy Spirit.
今天神怎么去引领呢？是靠他的话语和圣灵。
Normally, He doesn't lead us in a supernatural way.
一般呢，神不会以这个超自然的方法去引领你的。
I have not personally heard God's voice telling me to do something.
我本身呢就没听见过神的话，就是一个能听见的话语叫我去做什么。
But the Bible tells us that we can ask God for wisdom in making good decisions.
但是圣经告诉我们，我们可以向神求智慧，让他告诉我们怎么去做这件事情。
So wisdom has told us that our facilities in Chinatown are inadequate.
神的智慧告诉我们，我们在中国城的这个设施是不够的。
This building was built for a church of at the most 200 people.
这个建筑物呢是可以容纳大概200人的。
Now we have 1,000 people here in Chinatown.
但是在这里, 我们华府有大概1,000的会众。
And on a typical Sunday in Chinatown, we use 5 different buildings.
在一个星期天呢, 我们要用5处来聚会。
Wisdom also tells us that renting is somewhat unstable.
神的智慧也告诉我们, 租用呢, 也不是一个好的方法。
I know many of you have bought homes in the past.
我知道大家很多人买了房子。
Because you know that owning a home is more stable.
大家都知道买了房子是更安全、更稳定的。
But much of the facilities that we use in Chinatown are rented.
但是我们大多数在华富用的设施呢，都是租用的。
And those agreements are only year by year.
那些合约呢，只是一年一年的这种合约。
So we need God's wisdom in as He leads us into the future.
我们需要神的智慧，怎么样去带领我们走未来的路。
But the key is for us to stay close to the Lord.
但是重点呢，是我们要紧紧的去跟随神。
See, this pillar cloud represented God's presence.
这个云柱呢，就代表了神的同在。
And so we need to stay close to the Lord.
所以呢，我们需要紧紧的和神在一起。
So that we know which direction He's leading us.
所以呢，我们就知道神让我们走哪个方向。
The fifth principle that I have here is God leads through His appointed leaders.
第五点呢，就是神通常透过他所委任的领袖来引领大家。
The beginning of Exodus 14, it says, "The Lord said to Moses."
第十四节就说神对小谕摩西说。
Now God is leading the Israelites through Moses.
神是通过摩西来带领以色列人的。
God did not speak to everyone.
神不是对每一个人都讲话。
Moses was God's appointed leader.
摩西呢是神委任的一个领袖。
And so if God wants to lead us, generally He also leads are appointed leaders.
如果神想带领我们呢，他通常会透过一个领袖来带领我们。
That's why the Word of God tells us to submit to our leaders.
所以呢，神的话语就告诉我们要顺服领袖的带领。
Now that doesn't mean our leaders are perfect.
这个不是说我们所有的领袖都是完美的。
That's why we need to pray for our leaders.
所以呢，我们要为领袖来祷告。
And if we have a different idea from them, then we can respectfully appeal to them.
如果我们跟他有一个不同的意见，我们可以向他有礼貌的去提出。
In our church, the board of elders, the board of deacons, and the pastoral staff are the God's appointed leaders in our church.
在我们教会呢，长老会和执事会，还有这些教牧同工呢，就是神委派的一些领袖。
So if God wants to lead us in a different direction, He will lead our leadership first.
如果神想让我们走另外一条路呢，他会首先呢会告诉这些领袖。
And so our responsibility is to pray, and if we have again a different perspective, then we can respectfully appeal to them.
所以呢，我们如果有不同的意见呢，我们可以向领袖提出，也可以为他们来祷告。
I want to combine the sixth and the seventh principle.
我现在想把第六点和第七点合并一下。
God leads us in a way that may involve risk and danger.
第六点呢，就是神引领我们可能会涉及风险和危险。
And God leads in a way that will bring glory to Himself.
第七点呢，就是神的引领会为神带来荣耀。
So God led the Hebrew people almost in a trap.
我们可以看到神几乎把以色列人带到了一个陷阱里边。
To the north were the Egyptian outposts.
在北边呢有这个埃及人的前哨站。
To the south was a barren wilderness.
在南边呢就是一个荒芜的这个旷野。
To the east was the Red Sea.
在东边呢就是红海。
To the west was Pharaoh's army.
在西边呢就是法老的军队。
So basically they were surrounded.
所以呢，以色列人几乎是被包围了。
And God led them to that point.
神呢，反而把他们带领到那个地方。
Now many times we as we look at what to do, we try to avoid risk and danger.
当平时我们做事的时候，我们都尽量的避免危险和风险。
And generally, that's a good thing to do.
在日常生活中，这个是一个好的事情。
But sometimes God leads us into danger so that we can see His power and His strength.
但是有时候神会把我们带领进去到危险里边，所以让我们能看到神的大能。
And this is what happened to the Hebrew people.
这个呢，就是在以色列人身上发生了。
That they were, in some sense, led to a very difficult situation.
他们呢被带领到一个非常危险的境况。
And only God could rescue them.
只有神能拯救他们。
And God did rescue them by parting the Red Sea.
神也拯救了他们，用他的大能把红海分开了。
And so we've seen God work in that way also.
我们也看到神是有时候是这么做的。
God led us when we were thinking about swapping the land. God prompted us to raise money to be prepared to build a new building.
当我们有机会换地的时候，神提醒我们，我们现在可能要去做一些奉献来筹钱来建造一个新的建筑物。
So we tried to raise money in 2008 and 2009.
我们就想在2008年和09年进行这个奉献的计划。
And if you know anything about the stock market, that was like the lowest point ever.
如果大家关注股市的话，就知道2008-09年是股市低迷的时候。
The stock market dropped over 50% in 17 months.
在那个17个月的时间里，股票的价钱跌了大概54%。
We felt, however, God was still leading us to try to raise this money.
但是我们感觉到神也带领我们在那个时候去进行这个奉献。
So we were able to raise $8 million.
当时呢，我们就筹到了800,000块钱。
And so we were ready for this to swap the land with the city.
我们呢也准备好了，我们可以跟市政府来换地了。
But as I mentioned before, the city decided to put these classrooms there, and they still are there.
但是呢，我之前提过了，市政府建立了一些临时的教室，而且那些教室到现在还在那里。
So our church felt very frustrated.
我们身为教会，我们觉得很沮丧。
We were wondering, why did we raise so much money and then we can't use it?
我们就想，为什么我们筹了这么多钱，但是我们又不能用它呢
？Well, 4 years later, the South Cove Manor Nursing Home decided that we're going to move out of Chinatown.
当4年以后呢，那个南湾养老院就说我们要搬离华富了。
And they said they want to sell to a Chinatown organization.
他们当时就想呢，我们最想的就是卖给中国城里边的一个机构。
So we said, oh, we'd be interested.
我们教会就说啊，我们对这个有兴趣。
And not only that, we have the money to pay for it in the bank already.
这个更重要的是，我们当时已经有钱可以去购买这个。
We don't have to look for a loan.
我们当时是不需要向银行贷款的。
And so they sold it to us.
所以呢，南湾就把他们那个地方就卖给我们了。
And so it's not 100% clear how we're going to utilize that land, but it gave us more options for the future.
现在呢，我们还不能完全的清楚我们怎么去利用那个设施，但是神已经为我们预备了。
And in this process, we see that God receives the glory.
在这个过程中，我们看到神在当中得了荣耀。
Eighth, God leads in a way that allows for opposition to His will.
第八点呢，就是神的引领容许对他的旨意有反对。
And God allowed opposition externally from Pharaoh and his army.
神在外在呢，允许了外在的反对力量，就是法老和他的军队。
That Pharaoh wanted to destroy the Hebrew people.
法老和他的军队呢，想毁灭所有的以色列人。
And so after he let them go, he changed his mind and pursued the Hebrew people.
当法老让以色列人走了以后，他又改变心意，然后又去追他们。
And sometimes we think that if it's God's will, things will be easy.
如果很多时候我们会觉得，如果这个出于神的旨意的话，这条路应该是很容易的。
There will be no problems.
应该是没有问题的。
But certainly this was not the case here.
在这里就不是这样了。
Not only was there external opposition, there was internal opposition.
当时不单只有外在的反对力量，还有内在的反对力量。
This internal opposition came from the people, the Hebrew people themselves.
这个内在的反对力量呢，就是从以色列人里边出来的。
When they saw the Egyptian army, they were scared.
当他们看到埃及的军队，他们就害怕了。
And they blame Moses.
他们就埋怨耶稣，摩西了。
They said it's your fault.
他说摩西，这是你的错。
Why did you lead us out here so that we could all be killed?
为什么你把我们带领这个地方，然后让我们全都被杀死呢？
And so, there can be internal opposition, external opposition as well as internal opposition.
所以呢，就可能有内在和外在的同样的反对力量。
And over the years, I've heard opposition to expansion here in Chinatown.
在这么多年呢，我都听到内在有很多反对的声音，就是反对我们在华富扩展。
Sometimes people have said, "Oh, you just want to build a monument for yourself."
你很多人就是说你就是想为自己建立一个工业。
But I feel that God has been leading me in terms of seeking ways to provide facilities for our church here in Chinatown.
但是我就觉得神是告诉我们需要去扩展，为华富的会众有一个更好的设施。
And I've learned to be patient with those who oppose.
神让我学习到我要有耐心去对待那些反对的人。
And hopefully win them over in the future.
希望未来可以让他们了解这个目的，然后跟我有同样的就是对这件事的认识。
The last principle is that God leads in a way that increases our prayer and faith.
第九点呢，就是神引领我们，增加我们的祷告和信心。
And verse 10 of chapter 14 says, When Pharaoh drew near, the people of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them, and they feared greatly.And the people of Israel cried out to the Lord.
第十四章的第十节就是说，法老临近的时候，以色列人举目看向埃及人赶来，就甚害怕，向耶和华哀求。
As I mentioned, it seemed that God had led the Hebrew people into a trap.
之前我提过，好像神把以色列人带到了一个陷阱。
And when the people saw the Egyptian army approaching, they were really scared.
当以色列人看到埃及的军队越来越近的时候，他们就很害怕了。
But at least the first thing that they did was they cried out to the Lord.
但是他们做的第一件事就是向耶和华去哀求。
And so when we are in a difficult place, we should also cry out to the Lord.
当我们在一个很艰难的环境下，我们第一件事也是要向神哀求。
And many of us know what God did.
很多人知道神最后是怎么做的。
He parted the Red Sea.
他把红海分开了。
So that the Hebrew people could walk through on dry land.
那个以色列人就可以在干地上行走。
And when the Egyptian army tried to follow them,The waters came crashing down, killing them.
当埃及军队去追赶以色列人的时候，那个红海又合起来了。
And Exodus 14, verse 31, it says this, Israel saw the great power that the Lord used against the Egyptians, so the people feared the Lord, and they believed in the Lord and in his servant Moses.
在这个
14
章的31节就是说，以色列人看见耶和华向埃及人所行的大事，就敬畏耶和华，又信服他和他的仆人摩西。
So we see in this story that God led them in a way that they did not expect.
在这件事我们看到神带领他们带领以色列人走了一个出乎意料的道路。
It was not the easiest way.
那个不是最容易的道路。
It was actually a longer way.
其实是一条更长的道路。
But God was not interested in efficiency.
但是神对这个效率是没有兴趣的。
He was not interested in the final product.
他不是对于这个最终的结果是有兴趣的。
But rather he was focused on the process of shaping and molding his people.
他有兴趣的是在这个过程中怎么去塑造我们。
So the way God led allowed the people to have greater faith.
神去带领这个以色列人的过程中让他们更有信心。
So our church is still in the process.
我们仍然是在这个过程中。
We don't know what the final end is.
我们不知道最终的目的地是什么。
And again, we'll be voting on whether to sell this land to the city of Boston very soon.
在不久呢，我们就会去投票，我们应不应该把这块地卖给市政府。
And I hope how God led the people out of Egypt will have lessons for us.
我们希望神会通过这个怎么样去带领以色列人出埃及的这个故事，让我们得到一些启发。
That we're not just making a financial or business decision.
我们不是去做一个经济和商业的决定。
But it's a spiritual decision.
是一个，这是一个属灵的决定。
And one in we're trying to discern God's will.
希望我们有智慧去分辨神的旨意。
So I encourage all of us to stay informed.
我希望大家都关注这件事情。
There'll be a town hall meeting for you to understand the offer from the city.
我们会有一个大会呢，去让大家更了解市政府给我们的这个计划。
And we want you to be in prayer for our leadership as well as for our entire church.
我希望大家也为教会，整个教会和教会的领袖们去祷告。
Let's bow together in prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for how you led the Hebrew people.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你如何的去带领以色列人。
We recognize that there are many lessons that we can learn from them.
我们可以看到我们在当中可以学到很多的功课。
And we recognize that we are like them in many different ways.
我们知道神用不同的方法去带领我们。
That we are full of fears.
我们有时候会充满的惧怕。
We lack faith.
我们没有信心。
We sometimes are not discerning of what you want us to do.
有时候我们更加分辨不出来什么是神的旨意。
So we pray for our church.
所以我们在这里为教会祷告。
Pray that you would be leading our leaders and our entire church congregation.
我们祷告神可以带领我们教会的领袖和整个教会和所有的会众。
We pray that we would not only make a decision that's in conformity to your will.
我们希望我们的决定是合你的心意的。
But that we'll be going through a process that you will utilize to shape and mold us to become more like your son Jesus Christ.
我们更希望的是神可以通过这个过程让我们去塑造，去更像您的儿子主耶稣基督。
And most of all, we pray that you will be glorified through this entire process.
最终呢，我们是希望通过这件事可以荣耀神。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.